This is MNN Sports. I'm Mike Graham. The Wolves got star player Anthony Edwards back on the floor last night and beat San Antonio in Game 1, 104-102. Ant finished with 18 points, including 11 in the decisive fourth quarter. Julius Randle had a game-high 21 points and grabbed 10 rebounds. He says they got a big boost on the return of their go-to guy.
Huge. I mean, for him to go out and do what he did and just his just ability to just bounce back and, you know, give us whatever he had out there was huge. So he made a lot of big shots. Just super happy, super proud to have him back because you know what he brings to the game.
Four other Wolves were in double figures. Game 2's tomorrow in Texas. The Wild are hoping to even their series against the Avalanche with Game 2 tonight in Colorado. Colorado won Sunday 9-6. Minnesota star Kirill Kaprizov says they've had a gauntlet so far this postseason.
It's a tough series, and first round for us was tough too, and we have, what is it, like 2-3 days between this series, and Colorado, one of the best team in the league and in regular season and in playoff. One first series for nothing. We know it's really good team, and we know for sure, yeah.
The puck will drop tonight at 7. The Minnesota Frost are in Montreal. It's game 2 of their best-of-5 semifinal series. The two-time defending champion Frost lead the set 1-0 after Saturday's game 1 win. Forward Grace Sumwinkle.
I mean, I think the first period definitely set the tone. I think they are a very physical team that we saw throughout the regular season, so we knew that that's something that they were going to bring, and I think maybe the first period it was more physical than people anticipated, but I think we know what to expect now moving forward.
The puck will drop tonight at 6. The Twins were off last night. They open a 3-game interleague series at Washington tonight. And big news for golf fans in Minnesota. World number one Scottie Scheffler will play in this summer's 3M Open in the Twin Cities in July. This is MNN Sports.